This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is my man right here.
Live from Los Angeles, home of Super Bowl 56.
Dak, I don't want to take over this interview, but...
Cowboys.
You know,
now you've never met diehard Cowboys fans before in your life.
No, first one.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Commanders head coach Ron Rivera. Still to come, former Saints head coach Sean Payton. 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. Plus, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. And now. It's Rich Eisen.
Our number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Sean Payton's making his way into this studio.
Interesting.
He and his gold watch, unless he's not really retired and he's going to be TJ's coach in the Dallas Cowboys very soon. And TJ, be careful, man. You know, there are tampering rules.
Yeah, it's true.
And when he's about to walk in here, I know you're still blushing from the glow of Troy and Dak being here.
It was a good day yesterday.
And hardens the beard for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Look, I just want to become friends with Sean Payton just in case.
Very good. Nice higher register right there.
Just in case.
Harden, though, not on Kevin Durant's All-Star team.
How funny was that last night? I saw that last night. You know, we were in our seats about a half an hour before, the start time of honors, and that was going around as well. Yeah. There's also, I think you guys sent around a board, a graphic of a Philadelphia TV station breaking down. I think it might have been NBC Sports Philly.
NBC Sports Philly, I believe.
Okay, yeah, and you sent that. Here it is. There's the deal is done. The season comparison for Harden and Ben Simmons on the left, it's all of Harden's stats. And Ben Simmons, it's all his stats, zeros for everything, except three-point percentage. It says LOL.
I had nothing to do with this, folks. I had
NBC Sports Philly.
It's like not
giving,
photoshopped. Like they really did the full screen.
Giving
like
Ben Simmons the farewell.
23-10-8
LOL, it says three-point percentage for Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Let's I mean, go. I know his scoring's down, but Harden's still getting it done, man.
You would never think he's averaging 10 dimes a game either.
I know.
Right?
He's going to go to Philly and crush.
If
here we go, man.
Clint Capella was made so to bad. Be on an all-star level playing with James Harden. So imagine what Embiid's he and Embiid do? Can do together. Like, oh, man.
Well, here we go. And yeah, I guess everyone's talking about circling March 10th, Nets at Philly. I don't know if that's going to be one of those game maintenance days for Ben. Maybe
he better not be playing. He still should be like getting himself together.
Yeah, I know, but that's going to be a very dicey part about this. Certainly, if he's just suddenly shows up and he starts playing, maybe he'll go through conditioning. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, though,
I honestly don't want to make light of it. It's so simple to do that, but it's such a serious part of the conversation. But if he's unserious about that, then I got a big problem.
For sure.
A big problem. You know, but okay, man. So you got yourself James Harden. And the idea is, again, like I said, has a team ever scored 40% of their points in a game on average from the free throw line?
Because
Embiid's going to shoot like 20 of them, and Harden will shoot like 25 of them, and you'll get 45 points a game one at a time. You know, like you'll get 45 points a game one at a time with these guys.
Every bucket counts.
You know what I'm saying? I know. And they make their free throws. These guys make their free throws, man. Dude. They get to the line.
It's going to be interesting. I'm very interested to see how this works, if it
very
does.
Very much so. And 3 versus 6, 2 versus 7. Let's go.
East is going to be awesome.
Right away. I want my steak right away. I like getting filet mignon sometimes.
Think about the final four in the East. Like if you get Nets and Sixers make it.
Yeah.
And then you got Miami and Milwaukee on the other side. Any one of those four teams can win the championship this year.
What about the Hawks?
What about the Hawks? Celtics are playing better. Like the East is really, really stacked.
How about Dennis Schroeder, huh? How about that?
Thanks for no thanks.
Well, I mean, and the Lakers want to resign. You know, and let me just say this. And I am a football man, but I will always shoot everybody straight. And I, as you know, I'm close with a lot of people with the Rams organization, a lot of people. And Cooper Kupp just won Offensive Player of the Year.
Yes, he should have.
Okay. He got an actual vote. A wide receiver got an actual one vote in the MVP voting.
Yep.
Andrew Whitworth, Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Awesome.
It's
congrats.
It's just so deserving. And it is so rare for a team to sweep that, right? And get that sort of double dip and also be in the Super Bowl in their own stadium. Okay. In the first Super Bowl held in this town in, what, 30 years.
30 years, yeah.
And everybody in this town freaking out that the Lakers did not make a trade yesterday.
Zero moves.
Like, honestly, it's just like, hey, folks, do you know that there's a Super Bowl going on in town? and L.A. is large enough that it absorbs the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's many towns that get transformed by the Super Bowl. But L.A. is like New York. The New York Super Bowl, it was just like, okay.
It's probably people that live here.
I'll get a reservation on the Upper West Side anyway. You know what I mean? Like, so it's it doesn't transform the town. The town absorbs the Super Bowl. So, you know, you can place that wherever you wish. But the fact that the Lakers just stood pat, phone lines light up, people are freaking out. Like, what are they thinking? And the question is like, well, what were they thinking about getting Russell Westbrook and thinking that this can all work and figuring it can all work? And they're, you know, you're all in on that because there ain't no plan B because nobody's going to take that contract. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Not even like, and some of these teams that are happy to take contracts wouldn't take his on. And one of them being like Oklahoma City, they were probably like that graphic, LOL. Really? You want us to take that contract back?
Yeah, right.
We put that one on the curb a couple of years ago.
He's owed like $47 million
right.
next year.
So if it's not going to work, you got no other options. And if LeBron's the one who gave that check mark anyway to begin with, well, guess what? Now here come the Lakers with the same group coming at you. And best of luck.
I mean, the people were making best jokes yesterday about like, what if should the Lakers call and maybe trade LeBron? Like, get him out of there? Is he going to want out of this situation?
Well, that's an off-season scenario. That's not a mid-season scenario.
But, you know, people were having fun yesterday.
You know, I mean, people can have fun all they want. You know who's not having fun? The Lakers.
Nope.
So, now that they're through the trade deadline, hey, Los Angeles, there's a Super Bowl with the Rams in it.
2 days.
Here it comes.
In 2 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time before Sean Payton joins us for a Super Bowl preview, Super Bowl 56 preview edition of What's More Likely. Hit it, please.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
Yeah, it's just, you know what? The game may be bigger, the stage may be bigger, but the production value is the same. For What's More Likely, Chris Brockman, you have the floor. Go ahead and hit it, please.
All right, fellas, here we go. Super Bowl edition of What's More Likely. Like, let's start on the defensive side of the ball, guys. We have spent a lot of time talking about a couple of these guys. Who's more likely?
What's more likely?
Multiple sacks in the game, Aaron Donald or Trey Henderson?
All right, number 99 in your program, number one in your heart. That's the end of that. Like I said yesterday, it may be so that Donald hits Burrow so often that one of Donald's nines winds up next to the nine on Burrow, and Burrow winds up leaving number 99, and Donald leaves number nine. That's the way I'm going to go for it. Although I think Leonard Floyd's going to have a heck of a day, too. If you're looking for guys who might be able to kind of surprise anyone, there's no surprise there. Vaughn and Leonard Floyd and Donald coming at you. So I'll go with the old A-train, if you will, right there, Christopher.
All right, nice. All right, a lot of attention's going to be focused on Cooper Kupp, Offensive Player of the Year, Jamar Chase, Offensive Rookie of the Year. But what about the second guy on that wide receiver?
Look at you going deeper.
Second wide receiver to score a touchdown. What's more likely, Odell gets in the end zone or T. Higgins?
That's a good one. I don't know, man. I'm going to take Odell. I'm going to take Odell Beckham Jr. on this front. He's played so well, and I think this is his time, and I think it's going to be a totally radically different world for him in the way that we were all expecting it for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think so, too.
This is the way I see it. I'm going to take Odell Beckham Jr. on this, although T. Higgins is so special and so good, too. But I'm going to go with the Ram here as well, Christopher.
Yeah, I think so too, Rich. And I'll have a little bit more on that at the end of the show. I got some Super Bowl props for everybody as well.
Oh, is that the sneaky good props? Is that what you're saying?
I got a sneaky good pick and some sneaky good props.
All right, Christopher.
All right, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about quarterbacks, so let's talk about quarterbacks right now. What's more likely? Stafford or Burrow, the quarterback, to have more touchdown passes on Sunday?
I'll go Burrow.
Stafford or Burrow?
I'll go Burrow. I'll go Joe. I'll go Joe Burrow.
Because they're trailing and he's got to get back in the game, or
I don't know. I just think that this is going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. And the guy who's going to make sure it's going to be fun is the guy who's been so damn fun to watch. I think it's, you know, I think Joe Burrow is going to have a nice day as well in his first Super Bowl. So I'll take Burrow. More touchdown passes? Who's more likely to have more touchdown passes?
Yeah, more likely to have more touchdown passes.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go with Joe Burrow on that front.
Okay, Rich. All right, I like that. I like that. I don't disagree.
I'm just feeling my way through this thing. I'm not lying.
No, I totally feel it.
Okay,
now, Rich, what player, what position on the field do we love the most here?
Kickers.
We love kickers. So special teamer to have the bigger impact.
McPherson.
What's more likely?
McPherson.
Johnny Hecker or McPherson?
Ah, you want a punter. Ugh. Oh, my gosh. How about this one? How about this one?
Answer the question.
All right. No, I'm going to answer the question this way. I think the Rams are winning. You know I've told you that.
Yep.
Sneaky good, under the radar, totally under the radar, worth wetting your beak a little bit. What are Evan McPherson's MVP?
He's in the 45-50-1 range.
Okay. That kid's ice, man. And I just don't know. But Hecker. I'll go McPherson. I just love the way he kicks. I just love the way he kicks. He's like Justin Tucker.
I
mean, you think every kick he's going to make. And if there was, you know, I think Corolla was the ace man, was the first one to say this here a few years ago, that you should put a pole down the middle of the uprights and make that worth like 5 points if you hit it. And if there was such a thing, McPherson would be a 5-point kicker.
Well, same like Tucker, too, like you just said.
Right. So
always down the middle. Okay, Rich, I think you just kind of answered this one already, but I'll say it again. What's more likely, this being a 3-point game, like 5 of the last 6 playoff games have been this season, or a double-digit win for someone?
I'm going to go 3-point game. That's more likely. I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
I like it.
All the games have been close.
Whatever the football gods thought of Super Wild Card Weekend, they've made up for it. And I think Super Bowl 56 is going to be tight too.
Yeah, like we said, 5 games decided by exactly 3 points. And
I don't
the one
know.
That wasn't.
If everyone
was
should
the
listen to me and go Costanza.
Chiefs walk
but
off.
I don't do the opposite. I truly believe everything that I'm saying right now. I'll go what's more likely. It's going to be a tight game. Check my work on Monday.
We will. I will check your work.
Seriously, right.
Last one, guys. Yes. What's more likely? Super Bowl MVP, quarterback, or anyone else?
I'll go quarterback. I'll go quarterback. I'll go quarterback, then I'll go Aaron Donald.
Okay.
And then I'll go, Donald could be the guy.
No Chase or Kupp or Joe Mixon.
Dude, I don't get it when wide receivers.
I know, someone has to throw them the ball, right?
Right. A wide receiver winning it is when you don't think that much of the quarterback throwing it.
Okay? Well, except Julian Edelman won one.
No. I know that, but the reason why Deion Branch won one, too. Yeah. And if you recall, Brady back in the day,
he was dink and dunk.
Right. And it's just like, really? This kid came out of Michigan nowhere and won that one against the Rams, got it.
Right.
Then he missed it. Now he's back again. And they gave the trophy, the award to Deion Branch.
Yeah. Who had a good game.
Edelman,
I mean,
now
catches.
Brady, look, I mean, Edelman did have an incredible night that night.
He did. Totally deserved it.
And like I said, guys, there are times where
Roethlisberger deserved it, but that was right after all of his off the field issues, as we say in media. You know, so I'll go quarterback, then I'll go Aaron Donald, and then I'll just, like I said, kickers, just
long shot.
There is somehow a defensive battle that hits, and neither quarterback throws many touchdowns or throws for many yards.
Like, if he has 4 field goals, including the game winner?
Yeah. Yeah. 1 rushing touchdown, 4 field goals, tight game. Just throwing that one out there.
It's worth a little.
Just throwing that one out there.
A little 10 spot, maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, there you go, guys. Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're no mattress guy. You're no mattress guy.
I'm not the
just
mattress
wet your
guy.
Wet your beak a little bit. You're no just mattress guy. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Sean Payton's about to jump out here. And if you're on hold, stay on hold. Enjoy that conversation. And we're going to take your calls on the other side of that. And then we've got TJ Jefferson's top five. We've also got Travis Kelce. And we've also got our friend Trey Lance for the 49ers joining us. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. Thrilled to have here for the first time this week a retiree. We have not had that, but now we do. He is the longtime head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl winner, and here, care of Zebra Technologies. Good to see you, Sean Payton.
That sounded a little...
What?
Just the retiree.
You don't like it, do you?
But it just sounded different.
Did it?
A little bit,
it sounds weird, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because you don't strike me as one, although... Ron Rivera was just here, and he said for me to tell you that you already look 20 years younger, is what he said.
I'll take it.
This is what he said. Tell Sean, I saw a picture of him, and he already looks 20 years
younger.
I'll
take it. I'll take it. I think it's California.
No, but I obviously my tongue is firmly planted in cheek, but I just have to figure, knowing the grind, knowing what the grind is, because it is that, no matter how much fun you may have at the job.
Yeah.
The fact that you woke up the day after your press conference and you probably didn't have to find out what's going on at the Senior Bowl and figure out what might be on the draft board and what's going on for the new league year, and you could take some time off, but you knew that was always waiting for you.
Yeah.
I wonder what that was like for
you. Yeah, it was different. we did spend some time away. The first thing is, man, I want to you know, get my office cleared out.
Yeah.
For Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do that. I've got to return this car. I'm driving. At some point. You know,
okay.
Mickey says, hey, take it as long as you need it. And then right away when he says that, I'm thinking, is that a month's? Is that a day's? Is that a week? Important. Like, how would you look at that?
Crucial information.
Take it as long as you need it. What would you say?
Give it back as soon as you can.
But you need it forever. But you need it forever.
No, I know.
You need a car.
I know. That's
right, so it's certainly inside 30 days.
Yeah. I would agree. I would agree.
It's inside 30 days. I mean, the uncomfortable where they're like, coach, where's the car at? I think that's coming after like 4 months or 3 months. Yeah. So inside 30 days.
Just,
Right.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah. Just normal things like that relative to getting adjusted. We traveled out here. We're looking around at maybe some possible places to live.
Out here?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
Out here in California, I think.
Okay, okay, very good.
So each little... It's funny, when you get an Uber here...
Yeah. Yes.
When you get in an Uber here and you bring the topic up, they are all over the board. Like, yes, last night was our You Have to Live in Pasadena Uber.
Okay.
And and now on the way home or somewhere, like in, somewhere today, you know, you're going to get the Manhattan Beach Uber. Okay. Ah, you can't, you know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's fascinating to hear the reasons why.
You haven't gotten the City of Industry Uber yet?
No, I haven't.
I don't think you're going to get in that Uber. No offense to the City of Industry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say stuff like that. Oh, all right. I'm going to open the door here, and this is not a good door for me. What is your Uber rating, Sean Payton?
I have a good Uber rating.
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea. I know.
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you do.
No, the phone.
Do you got the phone? You got your phone? Okay.
Yeah,
here
we can get the phone.
Here we go. Would you, Chris, just walk over.
Just walk right over.
Just look at it.
It's totally fine.
All right,
man. This better be good, really.
Well, I mean, this is it. We're well, on now because you seem like, again, if you're a talker, so it's good, and I'm sure it's going to wind
so
up.
So they
fine.
Actually rate us.
Yes,
here.
I know. So here,
help me out here.
Let me go. Yep. Here we go.
This is fantastic.
Oh,
this is
all right, we'll
I just handed
that.
Him.
Hold on. First of all, let me text Dennis Allen. You're not getting the car back. Go to hell. All right, no.
Rich, can we tell Coach why we're bringing this up?
Yeah, we
why
know.
This is a point of contention here.
Yeah. Sean Payton's Uber rating is a sterling 493.
Hey. Is that out of is that a good rating?
That's a great rating.
I don't know. Is
that's
it?
A good rating.
Yes, Coach. It's out a good rating, so, Sean.
Honestly,
yes.
No. Look, I'm not. When I don't get a lot of 4.9s out of 5s, and I think part of that is like when you coach in New Orleans.
Yes. Yes. Right. I'm sure. Who's not going to give you?
Well, that's what I mean, though.
Can I give you 6?
I need to look at an out-of-state Uber rating.
That's true.
To be fair.
That's true.
But in-state, it's. I want to know what happened to the point. Like, there's 0.7. There's some meat left on the bone. I'm upset about. You know, I'm like that kid that expects a perfect grade.
Oh, all right. Put it up. Show Sean Payton what my Uber rating is, and I have no idea how the hell this is happening, Sean. At
4.55.
I take that as my 40 time.
Man.
But Zebra, by the way, Zebra, if you could set that at 4.55 for this year's run, that would be great.
But you're going to run a 4.55 in the 40. It's just going to be at some point.
But by the 25-yard line.
It's just at some point.
That's when I hit that, right around the 25.
That's what we use the Zebra chips for. We put this chip in your gear. And we do this now at the Senior Bowl. We do it at all the All-Star games.
Yeah.
Combine players in the Super Bowl will have these chips in their shoulder pads.
There you go.
And we chart all the information we need.
Yeah, I had them in my. I literally had them in my suit.
In your gear.
And no, they put it. They put it in one year. It was in my suit pocket, and another year. Now they're actually taping it onto my damn shoulders of my
and it's the
dress
same,
shirt.
It's the know? Same. Is when we swipe an item at the store, and it's Zebra because of the barcodes.
Oh, great! That's right.
That's
okay.
And so the little barcodes that you have on every product that's in here.
Yeah.
And you guys have a lot.
Yes, we do.
When you swipe and gather the information, that's essentially what we're doing here.
So can it help my Uber rating? Because clearly, I don't know. I mean, I have been talking to everybody, finding out about their lives and just.
I think
it doesn't budge. I don't know what's
there's
happening.
There's a level to your humor that I think you've got to figure out how we tone down, like how we just come off the, because it's witty, it's quick.
Thank you.
And
appreciate it.
It's outstanding.
Thank you.
I don't know that it's appreciated in your Uber rides.
So I've got to get more calm in my denominator? Is that what you're saying, Sean?
Well, the numbers tell us that.
Numbers five. Don't like 4.55. There it is.
What was the single star for after that?
I don't know. It's just like saying just, hey
step
just,
it up.
Yeah, no, not step it up. Just like trying to dress it up. Like, here, well, at least they give you one star. I don't know.
I felt like that was an attaboy. Well, players will get game balls. We
attaboy,
give out
right?
game balls, and then we give out attaboys. And the attaboys are good job here on this play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Rich.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate the attaboy. I've got Sean Payton, your care of Zebra Technologies, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so when did you start thinking that, you know, maybe I need to step away a little bit?
Towards the end of the season. You know, it was a difficult season. Obviously, everyone in the league went through another year of COVID. Yeah. And for some team, I would say probably a little bit more challenging this past season than the year before. We lost more players. Shoot, we played the Dolphins in a game where there were 23 roster players out in one game. Mm-hmm. I met two players in the locker room on game day that were getting fitted for their gear and were playing that night. Mm-hmm. And they had arrived on a flight. And
wow.
So that was unique. But I think probably during the course of the season, man, we had one of those teams that it was cool to be a part of. Won 9 games and, you know, had a lot of challenges, adversity, and came close to getting in the playoffs. You know, we needed the Rams to beat San Francisco right at the end there. And we played the Falcons at the very same time, and we're winning that game. We're getting an update. The Rams are up 17-0. 49ers are moving back. And by the time our game ended, we went into the locker room, and on the TVs throughout the locker room was overtime. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time where, you know, you come off the field with a win, and then all of a sudden the team that we needed to win didn't win. And it was like deflating. And that's how the season ended. It's the first time that's ever happened. That was different.
Right. So put it all together. You're like, now it's time.
Yeah. And I went in, had some pretty good visits with Mickey, and then Mrs. Benson, our owner, was fantastic. She said, take some time away. And we did that and came back. And I say this, it's a lot easier to get fired than to leave.
No way.
Yeah, because when you leave, everyone wants to know why. When you get fired, it's like, hey, you know.
It's obvious.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. Right. We wish you well. You know, when you leave, it's especially after that long. You know, it's challenging. People, like, you know, he's leaving, and rarely does a coach get to choose.
Well, I mean, you know, it was also a journey that I was very pleased and honored and thrilled to have pretty much had a front row seat. You know, I was there on the Monday night.
Absolutely.
You know, when
the first game back.
When you first came back, and, you know, Steve Gleason with a moment that's now appropriately captured with a statue in front of the building. I'm getting goosebumps just even literally talking about it.
Yeah.
I was there the night you won your Super Bowl, and you came by the set afterwards, and I extended my hand to shake it, your hand, and you slapped it so hard. I could not feel from my elbow down the entire interview that I
got
had
a poor
with you.
Rating.
Yes, you did.
I got like a 3.
You got it. No, we were giving you all sorts of stars. You know, I was there for that. I have been there pretty much every step of the way covering what you're doing. And then seeing you, you know, in your press conference and, you know, and you talking about it and then continuing to talk about it and then talking about it some more. I blew off 2 Zooms that I had set up. You know, you weren't the only one who had to work that day, Sean, you know, but I was like, okay, I got to keep hearing everything that you're saying because you were so, you know, emotional about it, giving out baked goods, like, you know, you're
Mrs. Benson,
fantastic.
A friend of mine,
Ted Lasso,
had just said, hey, your next job is Premier League Soccer. And it was like the day of the press conference. And you really, when you're going to talk like that, you want to disappear and just kind of gather your thoughts.
Right.
And I'm like, Kevin, you know, my assistant was great, and he went out and got me some, you know, some biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd never been able to do is, it was, I struggled with, you know, do you just release a statement? Do you just do a video? And I thought, you know, for me, it's always easier to answer questions and really answer till there aren't any questions. And honestly, the night before, you're Google searching, you know, how do you not get emotional during a speech? So there's techniques that they can teach you, you know, whether they want you to yawn, squeeze a ball, drink water. There's certain things. And so I had the water, and it was going pretty smooth. And question by question, everything was good. And then it came right at the end where I said, are there any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
And it was silence. And it was like that moment in the Truman Show where it was like, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Right.
And that's when it was difficult.
And it hits it.
Yeah.
Well, the neat thing, though, for you, Sean, is that you could do really whatever you want. I mean, you know, I know I can say that, you know, if you want to say it, fine, but you really could, you know, if you want to get into media, I'm sure people are, you know, you even said it, you know.
I think I want to. And okay. Everyone had assumed that well, he's got this lined up, this lined up. And so right up, and even the day before, I'd call Don, you know, a guy I work with for a number of years. Hey, Don, have any of these people reached out to us? And he said, no, but I'm sure someone will. And yeah, that day, and I said it, I don't know what's next. And it's a little uncomfortable, but that's okay.
Okay. So you do want to try media, you think? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
What, do you want to call games? You want to do studio? What
would
you
prefer? Know. That question the other day was asked in an interview, and I really just said, hey, wherever you think I'm better at.
Okay.
I'm not married to any one spot,
right.
You know, really.
Right.
So that's kind of exciting. Yeah. There was that moment, all right, 2 days ago, and it doesn't, we don't have to talk about who. Where the Uber driver drops me off in front of the studio.
You're in an Uber all the time.
And okay. And that was probably where the little ding came from. It was outside Louisiana. I didn't get the same.
The ding.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
That .07 ding.
But he dropped me off, and I sat there, and here I am going in, and I felt like, man, it has been a long time since I felt like, you know, I've got this, like, new little jacket on and slacks.
Yeah.
And here we go, and went in and visited with a group that that was good.
Okay,
it was a good feeling.
Oh, very good. And if you know, over your right shoulder is a diehard Cowboy fan who's been literally staring at you,
Coach,
this entire time. You know, honestly, just it's making me uncomfortable, TJ. You know, like
I'm really in this interview. What
honestly, I don't know if we needed some sort of restraining order. It's a good thing you've got that velvet rope between you and Sean Payton. And you hear all these rumors, I'm sure, quite a bit.
On the very end of it, the last week. We took out kind of a neat front page ad thanking the city.
Yes.
It was just a picture.
It was awesome.
Yeah, then there was a little Mardi Gras in there. It's been a great ride. We'll see you on the neutral ground. And most people wouldn't know that that's like the median. Or when you ride in a Mardi Gras parade, you'll tell somebody, I'm going to be on the neutral ground side of the float, which would be towards the inner part of the street, or I'm going to be on the sidewalk or passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
So see you on the neutral ground. And then it's fun. You read the responses. And that was... It was kind of, you know, appropriate. And there's one guy down there says, Coach, that's all good. But if you end up in Dallas, this will be kindling for our fire in the evenings. So there's been that, not love, hate, but that fear, because I worked in Dallas for 3 years prior to coming to New Orleans.
Right.
And so it wasn't until 10, 11 years where it kind of went away. Like, when are you going back there? Or you're not going back there? But no, listen, I appreciate you. And I kind of felt this same, like, heat also.
Okay.
Okay.
A little bit. I kind of felt it
over your right shoulder.
Just a little.
But I had no idea. Could you tell me who sent that kindling tweet? Because I had no idea Jerry Jones had a burner account.
Hey.
I got to check that out. I had no idea, you know. What is it? @loveyousean on Twitter. So what about coaching again? When do you think you might get that itch?
You know.
What do you think about that?
It certainly doesn't feel like retirement. It's just really a change. I'd like to see how well I can do with this, because I think if I can do well at this, I'll live longer.
The TV thing?
Yeah, then coaching. It's just there's a grind to the coaching.
There's a grind to the coaching, but I've seen so many coaches go from your position to television. It never leaves you, man. It never leaves you. Yeah. I see Mariucci on the sidelines. He's got his hands on his hips, and he'll go right up to the ref
absolutely.
And hit him right on the hip. You know, his hands on his knees, and go right up to the, what are you seeing out there? Like, and it's just like, I'm like, Mooch, you don't have a challenge flag in your pocket to
right,
throw.
Right,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? But
I felt that when we had a game this year against Tampa where I had COVID, and so I was home watching, and like you're throwing stuff at the TV screen and yelling at Dennis or yelling at whoever.
It'll never leave you.
Yeah, I could see that. But, yeah, I think that in order to do something really well, that you want to dive all into it. And I'm anxious to do that relative to television.
Okay. And we'll see how it goes from there. And are you going to be like one president to the other, leaving a note for Dennis Allen in the office?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to leave like, you know, like one president does after leaving office, leaves a note behind?
I cleaned it real good. here's my gift to him.
Yes.
Is it's got a nice, you know, bathroom in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's a new office that was built a few years ago, and the shower has, let's say, a normal shower pressure.
Yes.
And I'd met a guy that had gotten me this unique shower head like you see on Seinfeld. My gift my gift to him
is water pressure.
He's going to be blown away. I'm telling you, he is going to be like the best thing he's going to in his first day. If someone really said, what was the biggest thing that you felt like your first day was like at the office, he's going to say the water pressure. Like the head coach had better water pressure than everyone else in the building.
Because you're the head coach. You know how to do it. I love it. So again, Zebra Technologies has been the official on-player tracking provider for the NFL for the last 8 seasons, powering next-gen stats. They have been tracking my run for the last couple of years, I think, for sure.
They're the ones.
And it's been awesome.
Information.
The information, unfortunately, hasn't been awesome, but it is what it is, as they say, for me. And how do you use that? I mean, how does this usable for you?
Let's start with my initial use as a coach for us as an organization was training camp. And you know, when you say, hey, let's back off practice today, what does that actually mean? And we're able to measure, we were able to, and we still do, measure, you know, how far a player travels during practice, how far he runs, how much running is he doing compared to walking. And so we can actually put some clear numbers as to what type of practice it was relative to soft tissue injuries.
Right.
And if there's some outliers, you know, one day we saw a Brandon Cooks number of 8 miles relative to the rest of the receivers at 6. How did that happen? And then do we want to make sure we're watching, hey, his warm up or, so outliers help us there. Soft tissue, then performance when we're, well, take these bowl games, for instance, and we're going to watch a Senior Bowl and we're going to try to locate DB. You know, we used to have to look at the, hey, he's the one with the white sock pulled up. He's the one with the towel. All of it now is just like your music. You know, give me the snaps of Bill Smith and then boom, they all show up because he's got his own device. So that's made it very efficient. In season, us being able to sort through where players are lining up most of the time. When you guys watch the game and we see travel 22 miles an hour, that's fine. But also how many times he's been on the field and he's been in the slot. There's things that just save you time and it makes it a little bit more efficient.
Love it.
And then eventually they're in the footballs already, but when the ball, you know, goes out of bounds on the punt in the air.
So we're not going to just get some guy like, who's
that's
like
my
that,
favorite. Like
every time I see the ref spot the ball on a punt, I think of, if you ever see The Price is Right, the yodeler that goes up the
no question,
you know, the cliffhanger game. It just feels like, you know, they should use that cliffhanger music as the guy just goes straight up.
Yeah, and then he says stop.
And he says stop. Yeah, it's like The Price
from
is Right.
50 yards away. I kind of think that's the angle.
Thank you very much. That's what it is. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
That would be good.
Don't you think? That'd be good.
Well, that's what everyone is thinking in their minds when this takes place.
Yes.
Like that's the music we're thinking about when we watch them make that incremental decision as to the ball's right here on the 23.
Are we going to get this to see if we break the plane?
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. There's certain things no one wants to get rid of. The chain thing is pretty cool because, look, there is some drama to when the guy puts his thumb on the yard line. And then not going away. That's pretty cool. And then
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is some drama as to where is it going to be.
Yeah, that's a network. We're keeping that.
Okay.
The flag that we throw is a red hanky with an ounce of sand and 2 rubber bands wrapped around the ounce of sand.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's drama to that.
That's drama.
But this punt that goes out of bounds, like on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can fix that.
Yeah, we don't need the drama of the guy going down the sideline again like he's the cliffhanger.
And if we're going to, let's listen to the yodeler then.
That would be good. I appreciate that. And so, I guess,
it's information
forever.
And it's no different than the information when we're sliding things across the counter at an auto parts store. You know, we're tracking product. And we're being more efficient with it. So that's the Zebra logo, really. It's the barcode.
All right. So I'm sure, I think Dan did this to you after you retired and you went on his show, giving you the shot at being part of the paparazzi ever. So I'll give you the opportunity to break down Super Bowl 56. Who do you think wins this game?
Yeah,
Sean Payton.
There's a there's a Cincinnati tie for me because I'd coached at Miami of Ohio for 2 years, and the Bengals always allowed us to come watch practice. I just feel like I've gotten to know that family, Mike and Katie and those guys, the Skyline Chili, the Montgomery and Ribs. Okay.
The Grater's Ice Cream.
I'm a Midwestern person. Yeah, okay. The ice cream.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I think this is going to be a tough one for them. I think the Rams, if I were picking, I would pick Los Angeles. But I like everyone else, we're rooting for a good game. And leading up to this game, everything has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
These games that we've seen.
Last two weekends. Yeah,
divisional, and then certainly, you know, divisional is always the best weekend of football, they say, because you get those four games.
Yeah.
And then the championship weekend. Hopefully this will be a great game. And you've got, you know, two real good teams that are playing well.
Yeah, I know. And obviously Aaron Donald up front, and that's the potential fault line for the Bengals.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Burrow, I mean, you got to love his swag. I mean,
Moxie, right?
You must in particular love his
Unbelievable.
Swag.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know what I mean? So
he looks, when he takes his helmet off and he's got like the hair, he looks like a Peaky Blinder.
Yep.
Right?
Sure. He's got that thing going.
He's just got that look like, he's getting ready to cut your throat.
Yeah, I know.
Joe Peaky.
Joe Peaky. Everybody's trying to find a nickname for him.
That's him.
Sean Payton, thank you, sir. Let's stay in touch. At Sean Payton on Twitter. Zebra Technologies. Everybody should know more about that. You're the best, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you always.
You got it. Sean Payton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Travis Kelce, speaking of swag, he's coming up in hour number three right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O-O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
TJ's top five, Super Bowl 56 version of TJ's big ass grab bag. Sir, you have the floor. Hit it.
Let's go. DJ Mikey D, hit that music.
There we go. TJ's big ass grab bag. He's got the yodeler.
Oh, no.
He's
got
the yodeler.
He's
taking
phone calls.
You know I love the
yodeler.
Go ahead.
Looking, we're going to get this started. Kaboom. Ha ha. Guess who stepped in the room?
TJ
here. Now listen, Super Bowl's here, right? We've been waiting for 2 weeks for this. And so, of course, I decided to make the big ass grab bag about top Super Bowl plays. And let's just be honest, there were so many guys. I had a hard time making a list of five. I was watching about an hour's worth of videos last night. I'm going to give you five. You give me yours after I'm done here, okay? Coming in at number five, this play kicked off a dynasty, okay? And this person, seriously, for whatever reason, gets almost no credit for their part in the dynasty. So I'm going to give a shout out here because we do love kickers and punters. I'm going to put at number five, Adam Vinatieri's 48-yard game-winning field goal, simply because this was the moment that the dynasty was born. Without this moment, you might not be talking about Tom Brady as the GOAT. You might not be talking about the Patriots. Vinatieri helped put the Pats on the map, and he helped kick off the dynasty. I want to show him some love and recognition. That was a big play, and, you know, with the Super Bowl on the line.
And he better be a first ballot Hall of Famer when it's time.
He probably should.
Okay.
All right, coming in at number four, again, like I said, a hard list, but this play literally came down to if the play was made or if the play wasn't made, it was the end of the game, something huge was going to happen, and Mike Jones making that tackle on Kevin Dyson and Super Bowl, what was that? That was Super Bowl 34.
Yeah.
What people forget is Steve McNair, the play before this, had a huge play. He scrambled. He broke two tackles. He found Dyson for a 16-yard play, got up to the line, and then that play happened. Huge play, Rich. It came down to a matter of inches.
No doubt.
And because of that, the Rams won the Super Bowl. So shout out to Mike Jones and that incredible tackle. Now, coming in at number three, another guy who doesn't get a whole lot of credit for what he did in the Super Bowl, but I'm going to give him credit, and that's Jacoby Jones. All right, remember, people forget the 56-yard touchdown pass from Joe Flacco near the end of the second quarter. He fell down, and then Chris Culliver tried to tackle him, and shout out to Chris Berman. He hit him with a whoop, and he ran sideways, and somehow he got in the end zone. And then, of course, to start the second quarter, the 109-yard kickoff return that more or less the game was already over, but that really put the game out of reach. And Jacoby Jones, man, let's put some respect on this man's name for what he was able to do in that Super Bowl. Now, coming in at number two, I'm putting this play here because it shows what complete and total preparation looks like. Malcolm Butler. Super Bowl 49 picks off Russell Wilson. Butler knew the play. He reacted. He had the biggest interception of his life and the biggest in the history of the Patriots. And it was because that dude did his job, Brockman. That was for you. He knew the play. He read it. We're all still sitting here, Rich, like, why didn't they run the ball? They didn't. And there you have Malcolm Butler's interception. At number one, I have another pick, another interception. This one is simply because of the sheer size of the man. James Harrison, Super Bowl 43. Yeah. He read the play. He faked the blitz. He dropped back in coverage. He picked off Kurt Warner. And then, guys, just like that C.W. McCall song, come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing going to get in our way. We going to roll this trucking convoy across the USA.
C.W. McCall, good
they
song.
The Steelers almost knew instinctively. They each had a man to block. They blocked him. James Harrison, 250 pounds of muscle, takes off down the sidelines for a 100-yard touchdown. And those are TJ's top five plays of the Super Bowl. And as always, give me yours. There's so many I missed, obviously. So, you know, let's throw them out in the comment section.
CW House McCall.
Hey, house. Nice.